The Iowa Art Showcase heads to the Dubuque Museum of Art for an unusual exhibition of women religious artists called Just to Live is Holy. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and we are fortunate to speak today with the Dubuque Museum of Art's Associate Curator and Registrar, Stacy Peterson. And Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about this Just to Live is Holy, Women, Religious, and Tradition of Art, Faith, and Justice. What a long title.
You got it. It is an exhibition of women religious from our area. This area has quite a long history of women religious. We have four congregations in the area and with a strong history of art. And so we wanted to bring attention to that and recognition to all of these great artists and this long history that's in our area. It was originally based on Creda Kent, who is a pop artist, was born in Iowa in Fort Dodge, and she just had her 100th birthday. And so we wanted to do something special, some kind of exhibition related to her. And then we realized, well, we've got our own artists that have been working a long time and making wonderful works, and that could be a great show together with Creda's work.
So you started this project like 2 or 3 years ago and started pulling all these different works of art together.
Yeah, we did. We think it started in 2015, the original idea for this exhibition. And so it was a long process of figuring out who's going to be in the exhibition, where are we going to get the works from. And then we even were fortunate enough to have a group of other people in the community, a lot of nuns, professor of art at Clark University, Louise Camus, helped with putting the show together as an advisory committee too.
Tell us about some of the artists that are involved here and about what people can see when they come to this exhibition.
Well, they can see women from all these different congregations. So there are the PBVMs, the Presentation Sisters. There are the BVMs, the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which Creda was part of that group, Creda Kent. And then there are the Dominicans, the Sisters of the Dominican. There are several of those artists, and there are a lot of artists that are no longer with us. And so, like the Dominicans, Sister Poloni is from the Dominicans, and she was classically trained. She traveled to Europe and studied in Europe. And so you have this tradition that you see in the exhibition from copying Raphael, which you would normally see in a religious-based exhibition, all the way up to these abstracts and this pop art that's brightly colored. So when you come into the exhibition, it's not going to be maybe what you expected. It's going to be bright and colorful and uplifting.
I was expecting to see a lot of religious art. There's some of that, but it really it's very, very diverse.
It is, and we also have a collection of memorabilia and archives from the University of Iowa Women's Archives at the University of Iowa Library. And Creda Kent's students were very passionate, and one of her students collected all kinds of memorabilia, all kinds of things, postcards and bumper stickers that she made throughout her life. And so we have some of that in the exhibition as well.
Creda Kent, let's just talk briefly about her. And she was an interesting person in the fact that she was doing her art, but she wasn't making the people of the church very happy about some of the things that she was creating.
That's true. And her style then did change. She was working in really traditional styles for a while, but it was different. It wasn't, you know, following in what you would think of as traditional art that you'd see in a church, you know? And she did get some backlash for that. And so then her style changed and she was drawn to the pop art style, everyday life, things in everyday life that you could appreciate. And she tried to instill that into her students. Just look around, everything around you is art and you should be thankful for it.
She sort of had an epiphany when she had seen the work of Andy Warhol, that this really changed her whole style and she started incorporating other things into her art.
She did. She really did. But she always kept her spirituality about the art. So it looks very pop artish, but if you start reading the text, you can see that she didn't lose the religious aspect or the spirituality in her pop art.
And that was one of the things that she did include, is that she included text along with the images.
A lot of text. She was really drawn to text, to fonts, to printmaking. She taught her students printmaking, screen printing, just like Andy Warhol did as well, but it was very text heavy. And so there's these bright colored images with all these different fonts, and the text is in all different upside down and sideways, so there's a lot to read. They're beautifully laid out, but there's also messages in all of them too.
And her art reflected what was happening in the culture as well.
It did, it did. So part of the exhibition does focus on the social justice, the justice aspect of the exhibition. And she was part of protests and movements. And she was very aware of what was going on. And she made her students very aware and participating in their way during a volatile time.
So there's a picture with Bobby Kennedy on it, and there's a picture with big, bold print that's like 8 inches tall.
Yes, of course, there's imagery in there too. So, I mean, you're going to see things from that era and the way that she experienced them and the way that she wants you to learn about these aspects. And then you can see things that were important to her.
Tell us and describe some of maybe your favorite works in this collection, and how many works are there in this collection?
There are over 60 works in the exhibition, mainly two-dimensional works, but there's also sculpture, there's mixed media, collage. And we do have a work that I always like to mention that's out front, that's a sculptural work right out in front of the museum. You don't want to miss that. That's part of this exhibition as well. I think my favorite work, though, is when you first walk into the exhibition, you see these big, huge letters that says Power Up. And I think that just says so much about the exhibition and the empowerment that many of these women found from art and from their religion. So I think that speaks to the whole exhibition.
And that was one of the works of art that got Corito into a little trouble, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it was. But, you know, you can't assert yourself as a woman sometime. And I don't think she followed that always.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about this exhibition or what you want people to know about it?
I hope that they come to visit and see something that they weren't expecting to see, and to learn about this area of art and these women artists who are active and really making great works and quite a variety of works, and just to learn more about what's right here in our own backyard.
And bringing these women out so that they aren't invisible, but their art is still going on. Now, this show runs through January 6th. How can people get more information about it?
They can follow us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're Dubuque Art. And, of course, our website is always a great place to go, too. It's dbqart.com.
Thanks for today's IWARD Showcase goes to Iowa Public Radio's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And of course, thanks goes to Stacy Peterson, Associate Curator and Registrar at the Dubuque Museum of Art. And thank you so much, Stacy.
Thank you very much. It's great.